Hi, I'm Buck Woody, Microsoft's Real World DBA, and today I'm on Channel 9 Video talking with some good friends about PASS, the Professional Association for SQL Server, and they've got a conference coming up here in November, so we're just getting some of the folks that are giving presentations, such as myself, to tell us a little bit about what they're going to be talking about. And today we have Julie Strauss and Horain Oberoi, who will be talking with us about their sessions. And we have a couple of other questions for them, so we'll just go ahead and get started. I'll let each of you introduce yourselves and tell us a little bit about what you do here at Microsoft, and then we'll come back around and talk about some of the stuff at PASS. So ladies first.
Thank you. My name is Julie Strauss. I'm a program manager in the analysis services team,
okay,
where I focus on the upcoming Project Gemini.
Oh, awesome. Oh, that's really got a lot of eyes. That's very, very sexy looking. It's
very exciting.
I've seen some demos of that, and it's just amazing. Now, you're going to be doing that at PASS as well. I mean, that's
yes,
going to be some of the focus there. So tell us a little bit about what a program manager is, because is that like somebody in marketing, or is it a technical person, or what's a program manager?
Well, what I do, I basically work on the UI
right,
for Project Gemini, so
okay,
on the client piece. So
mm-hmm,
we do all the specification,
mm-hmm,
what
mm-hmm,
does the product look like,
right,
what is it supposed to do, what is the end user experience when
right,
the customers interact with it. So I basically work with the dev team on what the product is going to look like in the
I
end.
See. So I was a PM myself, and I was told when I took the role that we're the interface between the audience that uses it and the people who write it.
Well said.
The,
yes.
the people who use our tools aren't always the people who write them, obviously. So the people that write them don't always know exactly what a DBA does or a BI person does and so on. And you're that voice, I guess.
Exactly.
You come up with all the specs and so on. That's a lot of work. That's a lot
it
of work.
It is a lot of work. But it's fun work.
It is fun. It is a lot of fun. Yeah, it's stressful but interesting. And you switch roles a lot, I think, in that position.
Thanks, Buck. My name is Horain Oberoi. I'm a group product manager on the SQL Server team, and I'm responsible for all the BI and data warehousing capabilities of the product.
So you two know each other?
Yes, we do.
You've run into each other once or twice?
Just a little bit.
Have you ever
yeah,
butted heads?
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
We have a lot of
everybody
history.
Everybody in Microsoft, we don't butt heads with each other, right? Just with the clients, isn't that right? No, that's a good thing. So tell us about what you're doing at PASS then.
At PASS, I'll be doing two sessions.
Okay.
The main session is an introduction to Project Gemini.
That's awesome.
So
I'll need that.
You'll need that. So here we will basically, it's a high-level session. Mm-hmm. We're talking about why we're doing
right,
Project Gemini,
mm-hmm,
which is a little bit different than what we traditionally have been doing in SQL Server.
Okay.
So we'll be talking a little bit of the background, why we're doing it,
okay,
the purpose, and then a technical overview of the different components that make
excellent,
up
okay,
the solution. And then basically go through it all. So there'll be a lot of demos.
Okay. So it's more demo heavy than slide heavy, would you say, in this case?
Yeah,
or
I would think probably a mix,
okay,
half and half.
Yeah.
What is really exciting for us this year is we have been doing a lot of high-level sessions on main stage, et cetera. But
right,
now we are so close to
mm-hmm,
being code complete.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm,
we'll actually have a PASS will be your first opportunity to see what is pretty close to the final
what's
product.
What's going to ship. So, and when is that? What's the current range of dates, do we know?
Well, I'll look to Horain since he's the police for that.
He's the police, okay.
I'm the police for that. That's my highlight of my job. Well, it's the first half of next calendar year.
Okay,
it's
all right. Yeah, okay. That's what I had heard as well, and that
yeah,
just that hasn't changed.
That has not
okay,
changed,
that's
yeah,
excellent. Okay, well, fantastic. I'm looking forward to this. You said you had two. What was the other one?
The other one is a session I have together with the Excel team.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of the work with Gemini has really been interacting with the Excel team, making it all integrated, etc. So we'll have a joint session there.
That's
to show
awesome,
off the capabilities generally available in Excel, but also how Gemini plugs into that.
Oh, that's awesome. I heard a statistic the other day that said that the largest business database in the world is Excel.
Yes.
There's bigger data warehouses and so on, but more business data is stored in Excel. It's kind of scary when you think about it. So I guess Gemini will help us kind of corral that in
yep,
and present it back to the users in a way that they like to work with and a way that they're controlled this at the same time. So
yeah,
that's awesome.
Well, we will definitely help make sure that you can take care of all the data. They are secured, backed up, maintained, etc.
Right,
so
right,
yes, a lot
oh,
of great
excellent,
advantages there.
So good for the users, good for the admins.
Yes.
I like it. So tell us about yours. Are you speaking as well at PASS?
Yes, yeah, so I'll be speaking. My session's really a sort of breadth introduction to all the BI and data warehousing capabilities in the product.
A lot of stuff there.
There's a lot of people that don't realize or aren't as familiar with
mm-hmm,
the BI side of SQL Server.
Right.
You know, people think of SQL Server as a database, but it's also this huge BI platform that includes analysis services, reporting
right.
services, integration services, and soon to come master data services. And
yeah, so that's going to be awesome as well.
So there's this huge breadth of capabilities, and at these conferences we do a lot of the drill downs into one or two of these things.
Right.
But for the person that's really just looking for the broad view of, hey, what's all the non-database stuff that's in the product? Give me that end-to-end view. This is what the session will be about. And hopefully it'll be actually demo-heavy and not do any slides.
That's awesome. So. That's awesome. Yeah, I get that as well. And again, I'm currently a senior technical specialist, so I work with some of our larger clients in the area. I've got four states that I'm responsible for, and they do large-scale projects. And a lot of times I run into other platforms, DB2 or Oracle or whatever, and we play well with those. But the one thing I think that kind of sets the SQL Server universe apart is when you buy it, you get all that. Because people have always been used to having to purchase each thing separately, they don't always put into place what they've paid for.
Exactly.
And we love to see them use the whole thing.
Yeah, and also given the economic climate, it's a great thing for people to look at and say, hey, look at what you already have. You don't have to buy new stuff.
That's an interesting point.
Just use the things you already own.
There you go. So you could look at that coming to pass, I guess, and hearing some of these breadth and depth things will actually help you leverage the cost that you might spend on something else. So it could justify the cost that way. And having the people that wrote and specified the product and control the product right there to talk to has got to be one of the main advantages of being able to come sort of in person rather than just seeing a webcast or something. I mean, do you see that as an advantage?
Yeah,
go ahead.
One of the big advantages of coming to an event like PASS is that you can actually compress a lot of information into a short period
mm-hmm,
of time.
Mm-hmm.
I think in our day-to-day work life, we're so busy with what we need to go do.
Right.
Trying to get all that information all at once is difficult. So when
yes.
you add an event like that, and you've got people like Julie to talk to,
yeah,
and people at the booths to go to, you can just get it all in all at once.
That's awesome. Yeah, what you were going to say?
Well, I think another part is, for example, Project Gemini, which is a different audience than what a lot of the PASS audience is used to working with. There's a lot of kind of design decisions that go into it, and why
right.
did you do this and not this? So there's a lot of history behind the products too and the decisions,
yeah.
which I think is very helpful to understand, which is much easier, and ask the experts, etc., where you can go and ask all these questions.
That's
like,
great.
Why is this like it is?
And even ask other people.
Sure.
Like not even the Microsoft
yeah.
groups that are there, but there are other experts in the field.
Definitely.
The SQL Server MVPs, they normally present as well.
Yeah.
The past chapters and folks that are there are very technically savvy. In fact, there's some of our MVPs and some of our technical folks that are better at using our products than we are.
We are, yeah.
Because we don't use them, we write them. So we don't often get that depth that they get, and they know
yeah.
where the corners are, I guess, is the way to say that. So that's another great yeah. reason. To be sort of in person and in place.
Yeah. It's a very good way of getting a broader perspective on things and
yeah,
what you just
point.
Hear from one-way communication from a web
right, podcast. Right. And plus they can yell at you if they don't like something.
They can do that as well.
We get that. We get that more.
You get that anyway. Yeah.
But we good can't stuff. Hear it.
Yeah, you can't hear it right now, but here they can
so
actually hear
So we feel
it.
Better.
Yeah, that's... They feel the pain. Well, that's good stuff. Well, listen, we appreciate so much having you guys on, and I wish you a fantastic PASS. I hope we get a lot of folks that are able to come and see this. I know it's a tough economic time, but if you can make the play for something like, hey, this might even save us money if I go learn how to do something, and having the person there, if I were to show up and say, here's what I'm trying to do, will this mm-hmm. actually do that? I would imagine
sure.
I could probably get that answer from somebody at PASS.
Absolutely.
So that's a great place to be there. Well, listen, we appreciate your time again, and we'll see every one of you at PASS.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.